Good morning, everybody.
Ounces of Information by Central States Beverage Company.
Hello, happy holidays, and welcome to another edition of the Ounces of Information podcast brought to you by Central States Beverage Company. My name is Aaron Robison, your host, podcasting here from the Central States Marketing Studios / Department. A lot of stuff in this particular building. It is the December episode, final episode of 2021, to my knowledge, unless you guys got something else in mind. But regardless of that, because it is the December edition, it is the holiday edition of the Ounces of Information podcast. Which means I get to pull out a few more sound effects. And no, don't get it near your head that there's like this board of sound effects. I don't have that. It's really just me scouring websites to try and find jingle bells. But aside from the holiday sound effects, there are some really cool things in this episode, including the feature, the main point, a sit-down conversation with president of the company, Mr. Steve Moss. We kind of talk about 2021. We look forward to 2022. We even talk about beyond 2022 a little bit. But there's a lot of really cool things coming into the new year after, you know, just another year of trials and tribulations. But, you know, the last couple episodes, we've done a new segment. This could have been an email, and it's gone really well. And by well, I mean nobody's, you know, broken down the door and yelled about it. It's a good sign. But it is the holiday episode. And so aside from your general bulletins like, hey, benefits are due December 10th, get those in. Holiday party coming up on the 17th. Do not miss out on that. And just as usual, be safe, have fun out there. Tis the season. It's the end of the year. Outside of those reminders, it is the season of looking back and giving thanks and celebrating who we are. So with that, here is a message from a few of our suppliers.
What's up, Central States? Just wanted to say season's greetings from Mother's Brewing Company and thanks for everything you guys do.
Good afternoon, Central States co-workers and Kansas City drinkers. This is your friendly Boston Beer sales rep, Sam Lester, here to wish you a happy holiday season with you and your families and a happy new year. We have a lot of bright spots to look back when we think about 2021, another record-breaking year for Boston Beer here in Kansas City. And we have a lot of fun innovation coming in 2022 from the Truly portfolio with Truly Margarita. And a brand new beverage in the Beyond Beer segment, Bevy. Can't wait to talk to you about Bevy, what long drink is. Thank you for all that you've done and all that we've accomplished. You guys, we couldn't do it without you, drinkers and Central States co-workers. Cheers, have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you in 2022.
Hey, good morning all. This is Del Mac with Diageo Guinness. Just want to say hello and happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas to all the good folks over at Central States Sales. Merry Christmas, guys. Guinness gives back this time of the year, so stack them high and watch them fly, and we'll give a buck back to a very needy cause, the United Way. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, hello, Central States team. Thanks for sharing love for the Pabst brand over the past year. Wishing everyone a happy holiday season, a joyous new year from your Pabst family.
Hello, my name is Damian Garcia, one of the co-founders of Union Horse Distilling Company. We'd like to thank you all for your dedication and support of our brands this past year. From our family to yours, we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Cheers.
Hey all, this is Steve from Lagunitas. Just want to say thanks to my Central States team. You guys have just been absolutely killing it. It's been a crazy couple of years. I just wanted to say happy holidays from myself and from Lagunitas. I really appreciate what you're doing, and hopefully we can enjoy some IPA soon. Cheers, all.
Hey, Central States team. This is Jordan with Holidaily Brewing Company. Just want to say happy holidays to all of you. Really appreciate all the hard work out there. Hopefully you have some time to enjoy a Big Henry during the holidays. Cheers, everybody.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Evans, founder and CEO of the Mean Mule Distilling Company. I want to wish all of you a very happy holidays and say that we are thankful for our family at Central States representing us in Kansas City. We wish all of you a very happy holidays.
Hello, Central States Beverage Company. I'm Clint Wilson with Mark Anthony Brands, and I want to send the warmest of holiday wishes to you and your family. As we reflect on 2021, we have so many things to be grateful and thankful for. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm looking forward to helping my wife and three-year-old son, Wade, decorate our home and putting the star on our Christmas tree. I hope that everyone is able to wind down, relax, spend some time with friends and family, and be proud of everything we accomplished in 2021. 2022 will be here very soon. I know that Santa will be delivering innovative packages to all the good little breweries out there, and it will be fun to see them come to life in the market. As we begin this season, I want to thank you for your dedication, partnership, and most of all, friendship in this ever-evolving industry. Happy holidays and Happy New Year. Cheers.
Hey guys, this is Heath from Four Hands Brewing Company. I just want to say thank you to all the members of the Central States family. I certainly appreciate all the hard work and flexibility everyone's shown over this year and the year prior. So from all of us at Four Hands, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope you all have a long and relaxing holiday season. Thanks again.
Happy December, Kansas City. This is Rob Rich Miller with Martin City Brewing Company. Wishing everyone the happiest of holidays. We appreciate your support. Drink local always. Pick up some Hardway IPA, Survival Blonde, Abbey, Holiday Apple Ale, and Seasonal Donut Stout for your holiday needs. We appreciate your support, and have the best holiday, Kansas City.
Hey, CS Bev crew. Ashley here from Founders Brewing Company. We want to wish you the happiest of holidays this season. We hope you get to spend time with whatever it is that you love most. This season, we are thankful for you. We couldn't do this without you. Your continuous support means the absolute world to us. I hope you enjoy this season unwinding with a KBS or maybe a KBS cinnamon vanilla, maybe both. I think you all will be pretty pumped with what we've got in store for next year. Have a great rest of the year.
Hey everybody at Central States, it's David here from Shaxbury Cider in Vermont. I myself, as you may remember, am a native of Kansas City and look forward to a wonderful holiday season and cheering on our beloved Chiefs and Pat Mahomes, and hopefully more victories to come and another playoff run this January. So looking forward to a fantastic 2022 and to actually getting to be in market with you all really for the first time. So cheers.
Hey, it's Andrew Miller, CEO and founder of Una Familia Tequila. As we dive into this holiday season, I'd like to thank everyone for the amazing work you all have done to help us launch Una Familia. We are deeply grateful for your efforts and wish everyone a safe and happy holiday. Thank you for being a huge part of our familia. As you know, we're just getting started, and Kansas City is a huge part of it. Feliz cumpleaños and salud.
Well, this is Michael Crane at Crane Brewing. We're real excited and looking forward to a big 22. I want to wish everyone at Central States Beverage a happy, healthy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. But anyway, wishing everyone at Central States best of holidays. Should go out and drink some Tevice, Festivice, whatever you can get your hands on right now. But we're really, really pleased and excited about looking toward 2022 with you guys and want everybody to have the best new year.
Oh, this is Julia from Firestone Walker. Just wanted to pop on and say happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Boxing Day to whatever you and your loved ones celebrate. The one thing we can all celebrate with this year is having great beer, something that we can all be thankful for going out of last year, coming into this year. We're going to have a fantastic year ahead of us. It's been kind of a bumpy couple years. Hopefully you and all your friends, family are all healthy, safe, and happy. I just want to raise a glass to any of you all out there that are enjoying this wonderful holiday time, supporting anybody in the beer industry, anybody in the service industry. Be sure to be nice to your servers, bartenders, waiters, all that this holiday season, because we all know what's going on out there. Cheers to them, cheers to you, cheers to your family, and happy holidays to all of you.
Hey, Central States team, this is Jeremiah with Stone. Just wanted to check in. Wish you guys a happy holidays. Thank you for everything that you've done for us so far this year. Looking forward to an exciting 2022, getting to have some beers with you guys in person. Until then, I'll crack a cold Buena Vesa and raise a beer up. So cheers, guys. Thanks.
Hello from Boulevard Brewing Company. My name's Adam Hall. I'm the brand manager of culture and strategy here. And I just want to say, after such a whopping year, Man, we had some ups and downs. I just want to thank everyone for everything they've done throughout the year and to wish from our family here at Boulevard to yours the happiest of holidays. I hope you find some time off to spend with your family and friends and kick back a couple of nutcrackers, because that's what I'm planning on doing. So again, just want to say thank you and happy holidays, and we're looking forward to a great 2022. Thanks.
Hey all, Brett Lentz here from Molson Coors to wish everybody happy holidays. Hope everyone gets to spend time with family, friends, and loved ones and enjoy a bit of downtime, because you've definitely earned it. You know, I really can't thank you all enough for everything you do on a day-to-day basis to move the Molson Coors business forward. You know, Central States continues to be just a great partner, and I really appreciate everything that each and every one of you does. So cheers to you and a great holiday season. Hope everybody gets to enjoy some beers with family and friends, and really looking forward to a great 2022.
Oh, it's so good to hear from so many. Just wanting to wish a happy holidays. Thank you to everyone who participated in that, by the way. All right. Without further ado, happy holidays to you. Here is the conversation with President of Central States, Mr. Steve Moss. Happy holidays. It is the holiday episode, holiday special, Star Wars style, I guess, of the Central States Ounces of Information. I'm your host, Aaron Robinson, podcasting here in the Central States Marketing Studios. And with me today is the most special guest of all, the president of the company, Mr. Steve Moss. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's as we record today, it's a 70-degree day in December. So.
It is. I am wearing a short sleeve shirt. I didn't even put a sweatshirt on or a sweater this morning. I walked in in short sleeves. I like to wear short sleeves anyway as much as I can, so I'm living these days up before they are gone, which they will go away.
Does this kind of, so for me, the answer is absolutely does, but for you, does this kind of like wreck your immune system whenever you have these temperature swings like we do right now?
Not so much. I take a lot of vitamins and working out and exercising, and it doesn't seem
so
to,
well, yeah.
Well, it hasn't gotten really cold yet though, so.
True.
I mean, it's been cool, not cold.
True. My sympathies go out to everybody out there on the sales team and drivers that are just walking in and out of coolers every single day.
that can be tough. Sometimes the worst in that is not the winter, but the summer.
Right.
When
right.
It's really hot outside, then you have to go into a cooler.
And oh, man.
39 degrees into 100. So
vitamins are your friend. That's true. Very good point. All right. Let's get right into it. So, you know, we're sitting here on the cusp of 2022, but I think the first thing we got to bring up is mentioning 2021. And here in the book of Central States, how does the chapter of 2021 kind of play out in your mind from your perspective?
2021 was good. It's when I just went to the sales meeting this morning, we are one day behind, which isn't bad because 2020 was a big year for us. We grew as a company, and this year we have one less selling day. So being one day behind, with one less selling day, going in with some momentum into December, I think we can scoop most of that up and have a solid finish to the year. So it was a really good year. It's a complicated year going up and against 2020 numbers, because you can't go up against them, you know, logically. There's no logic to it, because for, you know, when COVID dropped on us in March of 2020, it just messed all of the sales numbers up for the rest of 2020, which then messes them up for all of 2021 and
right.
Then on to the future. So, you know, I think that we won't get back to kind of this normalcy until hopefully 2023, maybe 2024. So
keep our fingers crossed at this point.
Yeah, it's I'm hoping that 2022 is a, you know, quote unquote normal year.
Right.
Sales year, and there aren't these huge ups and downs, or hopefully the virus starts to kind of flow into the background and in Kansas City, and we can have some better comps for the next year. So,
you know, kind of to go off that just a little bit, like one of the things that you continuously hear in a conversation with people outside of the industry that want to talk about beer, it's like, oh, well, you guys are doing great. Beer's doing well. But like the answer is like, yes, but it's weird.
Yes,
because,
but.
Like, you know, I guess you don't really factor in, like, you know, the on-premise is still, you know, it's becoming less of a question mark, but it's still there. Like,
yeah.
How do you handle that? Like somebody who says something
well,
like that.
Well, that question actually, interesting you brought that up. That question really irked me for quite a while.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in 2020, we were working our butts off in this unknown space of what was going on and who might be sick, who wasn't sick. And I would have that conversation. People come up to me and say, you must be doing great. You must be up 100% or 50%. I'm like, well, we're not.
Right.
And they're like, why is that? I'm like, well, because half of our accounts are closed. Yeah, right. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm like, you know, you can make it up. I mean, we made it up in the off-premise,
yeah,
which was great. And we did well, and it was fine. It was a lot of work, a lot of logistics that were a problem, but we made it work, but it was tough. And for people just to assume, they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got a friend who owns a liquor store, and they're up, you know, 100%. I'm like, yeah. But yep. All the bars are down 100%. So yeah,
that tracks.
Yeah, pretty good. So in this year, I mean, you look at the sales numbers, the on-premise is killing it versus last year, obviously. So in the off-premise is down a little bit. So it's all coming together. Like I said, we're just a few thousand cases short for the year, and we're trading one for the other. So we're going to get to the same place, hopefully.
It plays in a lot of what you just said, too, about like predicting in the future and what a normal year is going to look like. Because, you know, right now it's like, okay, on-premise is up, you're right, but versus last year.
Right.
When is that going to look
right? I'm hoping next year's, like I said, quote-unquote normal, and then we can get some good comps for 23, for 22. It's just so hard for me to just think about, you know, 2023. I'm starting to think about 2023 now already. We're still in 2021. Here we are. What people don't know, though, is at this time of my life with all the planning and all the price increases, like my brain is already in 2022. Like I've left 2021 behind. Like it's, you know.
Oh, it's been a conversation for a few months now, I'm sure.
Yeah. We're at the end of the race, so we're getting ready. We're stretching for 2022.
Has there been any sort of like category in our portfolio that you look at now and you're like, holy cow, this is way higher than I thought it'd be?
Well, obviously seltzer. I mean, seltzer is now 20 to 25% of our total business. And, you know, people ask me all the time about, you know, what do you think about seltzer? And do you think it's a fad or it'll go away? And I'm like, no, I really don't. You know, when I first tasted seltzer back in 2015 was the first time I had tasted seltzer at the National Beer Wholesalers Conference. I was blown away. I was like, yeah, it's not something I'm going to drink every day, but I know it will sell. I knew it would sell, and I knew it would be a new category, and sure enough, it is. And I tell people that it's kind of like a new light beer category. It's an entry, you know, for some people, and some people don't like the taste of beer, and it's a good alternative for them, and it's at a good price. And it's amazing what we've done here. I mean, we have the big brands. You know, we have Mark Anthony that has White Claw, and we have Boston Beer that has Truly, and we have Boulevard that has Quirk. And Quirk has just really, really shot up in the last year. You know, they were late to the game, but they make a really good product, and it's doing really well.
Yeah, dead on. And you're absolutely right. We're talking about seltzer, and it just, it's one of those products that checks an awful lot of boxes. Like, you know, you've got your alcohol drinkers, you got people who prefer cocktails, but not something that you can drink all day. You got your gluten-free crowd that, you know, had all that stuff removed from them for so many years, and now this is like the one all being answer of seltzer, and it shows in the sales.
Yeah, it bridges a lot of gaps, just like you said. We have the spirits drinker, the wine drinker, the gluten-free drinker, the beer drinker, and it's great.
Everybody
everybody can drink it, and it wasn't one of those products like, you know, I was actually a pre-seller when Smirnoff Ice came out, and it just shot up like a rocket. But, you know, after a little while, it became this, well, that's only a drink for women. And then, you know, and it got this kind of stigma that, you know, only women are drinking that. That's kind of like a wine cooler or something like that. And then it slowly kind of dipped over time and things like that. But seltzers have not. I mean, we've traded between brands. We've, you know, it's still growing. It's still a growing category. I hear all the time people will say, well, I read in articles that say that the seltzers are down. I'm like, well, they're just not up as much as they were. There's a difference between being down. You know, your trend is down, but you're still up, so it's still a good thing.
I gotta bring up a story really quick, because this, you brought up Smirnoff Ice, which reminded me of it. Are you familiar with the term icing?
In regard to hockey, ice hockey, yes, but okay. No, not in regard to what you're about to say, I'm pretty sure. So.
Probably way better, actually. You know, the hockey term, yes, but it's the gift that keeps on giving, where you hand somebody unknowingly a Smirnoff Ice, and they have to get down on one knee and drink the entirety of that Smirnoff Ice immediately.
I've never okay. experienced that. That just really means that I've reached that hump of being too old for some of these trends. But it's a good product. It's a great tasting product. I remember the same thing when I first tasted Smirnoff Ice. I was like, well, I'm not going to drink a lot of these, but we're going to sell a ton of Smirnoff Ice. And
yes.
We did back in the day.
So it's good to know, because I think I found the threshold of people who are on the other end of the age spectrum that don't understand icing. But I was in Manhattan, Kansas very recently, and we had a bartender who was Gen Z, as my buddy who had a couple at that time, drank a little bit much, asked to Smirnoff Ice somebody, and she brought a literal glass to the rocks, to the top of Smirnoff vodka.
Oh,
Not the same thing. Not the same
thing.
No,
that's not the same.
So, yeah, I guess that's just a one generation thing.
Yeah, don't drink that.
We were the lucky few. Yeah, for sure. She goes, it's a little strong.
A little strong.
All right. We'll look forward into 2022, since that seems to be the conversation that is everybody's having. You know, what do we have to look forward to with this upcoming year?
Well, we got a lot of things to look forward to. Like I said before, I really think that the virus is gonna just kind of fade away, hopefully in 2022 in the background. I mean, it'll never go away at the end of the day. But if we get to some more normalcy, we'll see some more normal sales trends. We are launching at the beginning of the year Topo Chico Hard Seltzer.
Yeah.
We actually have it in the building already, I believe, but we're holding until there's a national rollout that first week of January. So I'm excited to see what that does.
It's a huge name
and it's done very well in Texas and Oklahoma and the places that they have had it, so we're excited for that. So we're bringing out a couple of those packages, and then later in the year Topo Chico is also rolling out with their margarita pack, which will be a pretty good
oh very cool thing. So we're talking Q1 2022 already, two different variety packs.
That'll
Chico.
Be Q2 for
okay.
the margarita. That'll
okay.
be May.
Okay. 2022.
Yeah, it's 2022. Oh. And we're also coming out right at the beginning of the year an NA product. We're bringing out Zen Water, which, yeah. Do you know much about Zen Water?
I don't know.
You haven't heard anything about it?
I would love to hear more.
Well, it's very much very similar to Smart Water or, your other, high-end waters that are out there.
Okay.
And they have a large percentage of their bottles that are made, I think their bottles are made 100% from ocean-going plastic. So plastic that would have ended up in the ocean. That's what they make all their bottles from.
Okay.
Which is great. It's great for the environment, and it's a great story to tell, and their water is great, and it's priced with all the other top-of-the-line waters, and we already have some spots that it's going in, and it's going to be good. We haven't had a water for a while. We did sell Mountain Valley Spring Water. I think we've sold that twice over the years, whether it was the previous company here or us, and it just was, the wrong price point, and we didn't get it in the right spots, but we're going to have this for our whole territory, so it's exciting, and they're excited, and I'm excited.
Nice. I think that kind of speaks into one of the big surprises of the future here, which is the non-alcoholic portion of our sales portfolio. You notice the things from NA beers like IPNA and Boulevard Flying Start to actual non-alcoholic products like Zoa and La Colombe Coffee. Zen Water obviously fitting in there as well, and our new James Lemonade and Fruit Punch, the local brands. So how do you see this category kind of starting to expand and grow?
I'm excited for it. I'm excited to get into it. We've never really done NAs super well here. We're a beer company, and we're beer forward, but we've shown that we can do well in other categories if we really set our mind to it, especially in the liquor category. We're doing really well there. We just have to find the right brands. We have Zoa, that's a Molson Coors product. So it kind of, they kind of pushed us into that NA category with a brand that's a viable brand that's doing really well, and La Colombe as well as a Molson Coors product. So if we're going to be in this category, we need to be in this category. So Zen Water is a water that is, it's not owned by Molson Coors, but they have a partnership. So
gotcha.
That's how we got introduced to them. And we, as you mentioned, we sell the James Lemonade and Fruit Punch, and that is a really tasty beverage that we have the opportunity to sell. And I was at Quick Trip this morning at 6:15, and I saw a guy buy a James Fruit Punch, and I thought, wow, it's a little early for that, but good,
nice,
for, good for us. It's selling well. It's a really great product. It's been around since the 80s, and now we have the opportunity to sell it, and it's great. So
very cool.
And I had an opportunity to interview with another energy drink company that unfortunately we didn't get, but we're just going to keep keep trying to bring in a couple new brands and
very cool.
See how it goes. I mean,
cool.
We have been selling Red Bull for a while, so a lot of people don't know that, but we do sell Red Bull
it's
here.
It's true.
We don't sell it. We're not the off-premise supplier, but in Kansas, we sell it in the on-premise. So we do really well with Red Bull. Why not expand into other stuff?
Right. And if you're an account listening on the Kansas side and you need a Red Bull mini fridge to store all of your Red Bull, we got you. We got the hookup. Talk to your rep. Let's talk a little bit about the spirits portfolio too that you kind of brought up. Like you brought up the, the strength of what we have. We've got a really good local core to it, and we're just kind of expounding beyond there.
But, absolutely. Yeah. So spirits is something that we had. So it started a long time ago, back I would say in the early 2000s. We were selling a whiskey. It was Old Patron whiskey. It actually came from the Anchor Steam brewery. They had their distillery and they wanted us to sell it, and we sold it. We sold a little bit of it. It was really good. But we just didn't do a great job at it. And so that just kind of, I think it was reassigned somewhere else, but we had an opportunity with Union Horse Distillery, and at the time it was Dark Horse Distillery, but it's now Union Horse Distillery, to represent their brands in the greater Kansas City metro. And that has been a great partnership. They are coming up on their 10-year anniversary this month, I believe.
Yeah, congrats to them.
Yeah, and for the longest time, I would sit in the board meetings with my dad and my cousin Rick, and we would look at the numbers on liquor and spirits, and we weren't making money. You know, we just weren't making money on it. And I said, you know, we just need to keep going. We need to be in this and keep doing it. And over time, we've grown it slowly, and now it does really well for us. And just recently, we brought on the Una Familia tequilas. And there's four of those brands that we have, and it's kicking butt. Our team is doing a great job. They were at the sales meeting this morning presenting, and they're really appreciative of what we have done, and I'm very appreciative of what they have done in the market too. They're really close to a lot of accounts, and they've really helped us out. So
very cool.
It's a good one.
Very cool. And you're right. The product, to a degree, speaks for itself. You know, it's just good drinking, good tasting stuff. Very smooth.
Very.
You know, we talk about 2022, and you've hit some of the highlights and the bright spots, but I think we would be amiss if we didn't at least talk about some of the challenges that we have to face here coming up as well. Obviously, you know, mentioned the big elephant in the room with the pandemic, but what other challenges do you see Central States facing here in 2022?
So the biggest challenge that we're having now, and I don't think we'll get much better, is just personnel, especially on the driver side of things. It's really hard to recruit drivers. It's very competitive. Our guys are doing a great job, but there's, you know, we have some guys that are hurt. We have some guys that are, you know, be off on vacation, and it's tough. So I know today we've got a lot of combined routes. We've got other people that, you know, have been pulled from their duties to drive trucks, but we're getting it done, but we're just really trying to do our best to recruit drivers. You know, that personnel is a big one. Other than that, I'm looking forward to 2022 and seeing what happens. So
nice.
We got a price increase coming up, which, you know, I don't know if some people want to hear about
that.
Or not,
about that.
Yeah, no one wants to hear about that. But, you know, prices for everything are going up, but our prices compared to most things are not going up as much. So, you know, it's not like we're going up 20%. No, that'd be a shocker for people. It'd be a shocker to our sales numbers. But we're going up a little bit on most of our products, which is due. We're going up a price point.
Okay.
Which is good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just the health market, you know, it's the way it is.
It is. That's the way it is. Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about the vaccine testing mandate, potential question mark. I know that at one point it was on, and then now it's in limbo, and it could be on again. And where do we stand with this whole conversation?
Right. It's complicated because there's a lot of politics involved, and you know, business owners are caught in the middle, right? So we are a business that has more than 100 employees. That's just who we are. So the mandate states that companies with employees of 100 or more have to either mandate a vaccine, or if someone's not vaccinated, then weekly testing is required. So as it stands right now, it's caught up in the second. It was in the Fifth Circuit. Now it's in the Sixth Circuit. So we're just kind of, it's on a holding pattern, and it's supposed to go into effect in 3 days, at least the first phase of it. But I don't think that's going to happen for a while. My guess is it will go all the way to the Supreme Court, and God knows how long that will take.
Oh boy.
But if it is on, we're going to be doing what they ask, you know, that we're going to do what they say we need to do. So if you're vaccinated, great. If you're not, we will have a testing option on site here every week. So that's how we're going to do it. And that's what the rules are. So just play by the rules. So there was, yeah. we'll have an opportunity for testing every week for those who are not vaccinated. And it's tough in our position because, you know, in a perfect world, you know, everybody would be, you know, 100% vaccinated, but that's not a perfect world. And we need to keep the employees that we have. And, you know, we would be tough if we lost anyone right now over something like that. So right. we're going to do what I think we believe will keep everybody here and keep everybody working and keep everybody safe.
No, I appreciate that response. It's still obviously clearly very much a TBD sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, more to come.
All of this, obviously, you know, we talk about vaccinations and 2022, the price increases and things like that. It's all in the name of, like, going to a society that we keep talking about as more and more normal. So whenever we talk about, like, a normalizing society and what that looks like, can you like look at the sales numbers and be like, oh, well, that's more of a normal thing right now?
Well, I think we're entering into more of a normal thing right now, because, you know, when you hear all this noise about, you know, how bad, you know, the world is and about, you know, not just the virus, but all this stuff. But, you know, you open your eyes and you walk around outside and you realize it's not as bad as some people say it is. So,
right.
You know, people are going out. People are happy. People are dining. People are going to bars and restaurants, having a good time. And that to me is more normal when you're out there and you see people doing normal stuff. So
good. I actually had this in my list of questions asked too here. How much does a championship society play into the bottom line for beer sales and distributors? Like, talking about sports in particular, and we've obviously in this city had a really good run here in the last decade, starting with, you know, Sporting Kansas City winning the MLS Cup in 2013, and then the Royals going on their remarkable run for a few years, and now we have the Chiefs doing what the Chiefs are doing. Can you look at the numbers and just be like, holy cow, there's a huge difference that sports makes in a city versus before this?
Absolutely. I mean, sports is really important. You know, I was at the Sporting game. Was that 2000? What year was that?
I think it was 13 or 14. 13,
yeah. I was at that game. It was cold, man. It was not like today. It was a cold right. day. And it was a great game and they won, but it was interesting with Sporting. That win didn't even make the front page of the sports section. So
what a,
you know,
time!
Kind of gives you perspective of, you know where things are, because on the front page was whatever the Chiefs did the day before. So,
right.
You know, the Sporting is great, and they made a pretty good run here recently. But when the Royals were in the World Series in 2014, that was the first year, that October that we had was the best month we had ever had at the company ever.
Wow.
It wasn't a May or a June or a December. It was October.
And we're talking like across the board too, like package sales, keg sales, everything.
And at the end of the day, it was the most profitable month of all time.
Huh.
So it was great. And then, you know, in the next year it was, and then we had to cycle those numbers again.
Right.
And we did.
Thank God.
Because
they were back in.
The problem was they won everything quicker the second time around. They didn't go to seven games every time and late nights and extra innings.
Way to go, Royals.
I know. I was all set to go to the sixth game of the World Series, and I had to watch them win in five, and I wasn't there. So,
first world problems right here.
That is definitely a first world problem. And, you know, with the Chiefs, you know, it makes a big difference having those playoff games. It's a big deal. And this year they've gone to, you know, one more regular season game, which is great. That's an extra Sunday of people watching the game, getting together and having a good time. So hopefully they can continue their success. I think they're 7-3, 7-4, something like that. They're
7-4.
They're doing well. They
should be 8-4 here, you know, in a few days.
It definitely will be. Sorry if there are any Denver fans out there, but they should be. I'm pretty confident. Hopefully confident that they'll win that game. But
same.
Getting to the playoffs it's a big deal. It's great for on premise. It's great for off premise. And then, you know, those last two Super Bowls were obviously great. Last year's not as much. I mean, the first one was pre-pandemic, so
yep,
it was
yep.
a big party. The second one was not so much. But it still helps.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps. So, you know, if we can get them to the Super Bowl, great. I don't know if they'll get that far this year, but, you know, a couple couple playoff games would be really nice.
Fingers crossed. Even one at home would be great. But we got the holidays to get through before we even can talk playoff football.
I know.
But,
can you imagine? It's 72 today, and it's Christmas is right around the corner. Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the holidays. What does the Moss family do to celebrate this time of year?
So, this time of year, you know, we have our own traditions. Really, we don't do much other than we have Christmas Eve at home. Every Christmas Eve, we eat pizza and watch A Christmas Story.
Okay.
End of discussion. Like that's and it wasn't like something we, you know, forced on anyone. We started, I don't know why we started eating pizza on Christmas Eve, but it was just a tradition and our kids picked it up and now we can't get away from it. So
that's awesome, actually.
You know, we have my parents over and my mom's always like, should I bring something? Should I bring soup? Should I do that? I'm like, no, we're having pizza. We're having pizza on Christmas Eve. And I always give a big tip to those who deliver the pizza to our house on Christmas Eve. And it's a nice thing to get together. We usually go to church, either the late night service or the earlier service, on Christmas Eve. And we just have Christmas morning at our house. So it's nice. It's a pretty standard Christmas morning, get up and stockings and a fire and presents and then food and then we're done.
Ironclad tradition.
Yeah. You know, and we started, oh man, I forget how many years ago this was. We started going to movies on Christmas once everybody was done for the day. We were like, let's go to a movie. So we went to a movie. I think the first one we saw was the Muppet movie.
Oh, wow.
The first, not like way back, but the first new Muppet movie.
Okay. Okay.
And then ever since then, we've been going to a movie every day on Christmas.
Has that conversation come up? Like, what are you going to go see?
This year we are changing tradition. We are actually leaving Christmas night and we're traveling. So we will not be seeing a movie on Christmas. That has been ours. Our kids they're getting older, so it's okay. We're going on a trip. It's fine. They'll live.
Yeah.
So,
I think a movie theater or a trip, I would probably go with B as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, but it's fun. We always enjoy Christmas. We're empty nesters now. My kids are both away at school, but they'll be back before you know it. And enjoy the holidays with them. So
nice. The school's going well?
Yeah, it's going great.
Awesome, yeah, going awesome, really awesome.
For both of them.
You know, as far as the company goes, we do have our company holiday party is back this year.
It is back.
It's coming up December 17th.
Yes.
What's on the menu?
I don't know yet.
Oh, man. I was hoping to get some breaking news. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. We'll break it later.
There'll be food. Food and drink.
Got to make sure we are there for the company holiday party. You know, was there anything that we missed that we need to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, you know what?
Butter up!
Five heavy hitters.
What?
We got to do my five heavy hitters. My five random questions.
I was like, oh no. Am I going to have to do these again?
Oh yeah. Oh, these are easy. It's a walk in the park. You know this.
Perfect.
All right. Question number one.
All right.
What non-traditional holiday movie is actually a solidified, bona fide holiday movie? And what movie, second part of that, what movie do people view as a holiday movie is not?
There has been a long debate in my house about Die Hard.
Where do you stand?
I stand that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Okay,
and my wife, that's a big argument. It is a Christmas movie in her eyes, and in my eyes, it is not a Christmas movie.
What makes it not a Christmas movie?
It's not, I don't know. It's not a Christmas movie.
Okay.
But again, I think I may have had to have conceded on this one though, because she's really, really good at arguing and she's a lot smarter than I am. So last year, when you could rent out movies theaters, that was kind of a thing when people were renting out movie theaters because there just weren't movies last year.
Right.
Her birthday is on the 15th of December and I rented out a movie theater just for the two of us to go see Die Hard.
Oh,
on her birthday.
Oh, nice. I'm sure that went over well.
It was. And I was like, well, maybe it is a Christmas movie. But for years, I was like, this isn't a Christmas movie. I don't know. Are there any others that you want me to rule on?
You know, I don't want to add fuel to the fire here by any stretch of the means. But I did hear in an interview over the last couple of years, Bruce Willis came out and said that it wasn't a Christmas movie. So okay, I don't want to justify your case, because I personally think it is.
He's just a paid actor though. What does he know? It's the writers and the producers. They're the ones that have the final say on
right.
this. He's just a puppet.
He's just John McClane.
Yeah, he just says his stuff. But
go throw Hans Gruber off the building.
Yeah, we watch a lot of of Christmas movies. I eat them all up. I've pretty much seen them all. The one I just can't get behind though is Bad Santa. I've watched it.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
A couple times I'm like, I don't get it.
Is there any movie? Is there any movie that is a holiday movie in your eyes? A lot of people are like, I don't really think so.
No. Not that I can think of.
See, the one that everybody always like, everybody, Die Hard's the popular one.
Yeah, that's a big one. Everybody argues about Die Hard.
But what about like Batman Returns? Like the Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito as the Penguin. It was around Christmas.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, no.
Okay.
That movie's not good enough for people to worry about and argue over.
That's fair.
When you said it, I was like, which one? Are we talking about the George Clooney stuff? What are we talking about here? You're right. It's the one where they steal the children and...
Yeah. It was Christmas time.
Right, it was.
I don't know if the first one was Christmas time.
But to me, I don't even remember. Like in Die Hard, I can... obviously remember that the whole idea is because of Christmas. Got it. And that's part, it's an integral part, and it's the only way you can get all those people together on the top floor. I get it, but no. Batman Returns, no.
Okay. No. All right.
End of discussion.
Question number two. I had to capitalize on my hot dog being a sandwich.
He's already laughing. I'm a little worried.
Is oatmeal a soup or cereal?
It's a breakfast food. So I eat oatmeal.
So cereal?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. I'm on your side with this one.
But see, it's oatmeal.
Okay.
It's not breakfast cereal. Breakfast cereal comes in a box, you pour it in, and you put milk on it.
The other anybody else would be like, well, yeah, but you add hot water to it, so it's going to
That's not milk.
No.
Soup. That's not soup.
Okay.
You don't eat soup in the morning. Who eats soup in the morning?
This is an easy one.
Except for my daughter. She loves like the Japanese traditions, the Asian traditions. She really like soup in the morning. I'm like, okay.
I've never tried it, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, definitely oatmeal is not a soup.
Oatmeal is a cereal.
And chili is not a soup either.
Okay. Chili's chili. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a hamburger is not a cheeseburger.
Where do you,
if I order a hamburger, don't ask me if I want cheese.
Is a hamburger?
That would be a cheeseburger.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
No comment. It's more of a sandwich than a hot dog.
All right. That's fair. Question number three. Based on question number one, I'm really excited about this one. If you could choose your own superpower, but your wife could choose your weakness, what do you think both would be?
Oh, good grief. I would need hours of preparation for this one. So what the superpower I would want, I mean, just one superpower? Or could it be a superhero who has multiple superpowers?
I'll give you that.
So, you know... I'm more of like a Superman guy, just because he had everything.
Everything, yeah.
Right.
That's a good one.
I think if I had to pick one, I would say flying, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And what's the weakness?
What's my weakness?
That you think Mrs. Moss would choose to be your weakness.
Well, it's got to be food of some sort. Like, I love food. Food is my weakness.
Okay.
At the end of the day. I mean,
what's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. That's the problem.
Just food in general.
I like food in general. There's like two or three things I don't eat, but of those two or three, I'll still eat them.
Okay.
I'm not a big, I don't eat, it's weird. There are a couple things. I don't eat watermelon.
Okay.
And tiramisu.
Okay.
And that's about it. And my kids they give me a bunch of crap about the watermelon. I'm like, well, I'll still eat it. I just don't, I just don't love it. Like, I'm not going to go just chow down on a watermelon.
Right.
Everything else I pretty much like.
Okay.
Not very few foods, so.
So you're,
yeah,
you're,
it'd be like, it'd be like, yeah, you're a super, you know, go do your super stuff. But here's a really awesome dinner.
Plate of anything but watermelon and tiramisu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh dear.
Guess I'm not going to fly now.
Yeah, I've got to eat this first. So. Okay.
Weakness is food. That's a,
yeah.
Oof.
I mean, it's tough. Like,
that's a rough weakness.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. Who is the superior droid? R2-D2 or C-3PO?
You know the answer.
I do.
It's R2-D2.
Of course, it's R2-D2.
Well, it's not. C-3PO can't really. All he can do is translate.
But that's just it.
That's all he can do.
At the very
and
least,
complain.
You can have a conversation with him. You know, I guess you can with R2. They do.
But
R2 can do everything else.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
He kind of, well.
Some people can figure it out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
In the movies.
Star Wars, some of the language barriers and communication. Yeah.
They change their mind there every once in a while on who can understand R2 and who can't.
Right. When it's convenient, it's fine.
But yeah, he's definitely better.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. That's an easy one.
Yeah, that was really easy.
Last one. Mainly because of the way that our last podcast went when we were talking about the worst holiday songs. and Christmas in Kansas City came up, and I had not heard it. You had heard it.
Of course.
I had Googled it afterwards. So, you know what? It wasn't very good. I don't think I liked it.
You didn't like it?
No, it was... It was a little, what's the
term? I can't remember. Are you from here?
No, I'm from the Ozarks.
Okay, well, then that's the problem.
Okay.
See, if you're as old as I am, which is getting older, that was a big song for a long time, and it was just part of Kansas City tradition.
You don't feel it's a little patronizing?
Well, it's Christmas in Kansas City. I haven't memorized the lyrics, so okay. Is there anything in there that was bad that
no,
I should know?
It felt a little cheesy from time to time. Like the plaza lights are so pretty, but that was also the era, right?
That was the era. And are you disagreeing that the plaza
they are very
are,
pretty? It's right. Just
it's Christmas in Kansas City.
Maybe would have had a thesaurus in front of me of a different word to use. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
But it rhymes. It's
it
good.
Does.
I like
it. So question number five is: what is the absolute most essential Christmas song of all time ever for you?
That's a tough question. I do like Christmas music. I don't know. I gotta say, you know, the one that always comes to mind is Mariah Carey's
All I Want
for Christmas. Yeah. Like, it is,
love it or hate it,
she hit it, man. She knew what she was doing, and she's made a ton of money off that song. So I mean,
I'll give you that. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's probably, you know, that's the one that just comes to mind. I mean, there's a lot of, I love a lot of the traditional music, and you know,
do you know
all
like
the old stuff
when that song came out or when the first time you heard it was? Because this is the one thing I think it just appeared.
I think it was the early 90s, maybe.
I don't have the answer. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, that's my guess.
I will have to Google it, but I feel like that song just came out of
maybe
nowhere.
Late 90s,
one Christmas,
just based on, you know, when she started. She was definitely an early 90s performer with her early. So I'm gonna guess late 90s.
That one song.
What do I know? It's a big one.
It really is. It really is. And that's a good one. That's a good answer. Good question number five. Good answers across the board. Pretty ironclad.
I can answer more. You have more?
No, but...
Okay. Perfect.
I can Google something down the road here. But it's always a pleasure having Mr. Steve Moss here for the podcast. Thank you for coming in and your time.
Thanks for having me. It's great.
And happy holidays to your family and everyone listening in. Thank you for all that you do. You know, and otherwise, everybody, will see you at the holiday party here on December 17th.
All right. I'll be there. I can't wait to see everybody.
Ounces of Information by Central States Beverage Company.